This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. The polls show that the race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is tightening. Are you surprised? No, I've been keeping you up to date on that. Meanwhile, the FBI is knocking at the door. They keep coming around. They're looking into now the Trump-Russia ties. Nothing's happening there. And of course, combing through, I don't know how many emails they think they can get through, but they're focused on emails. And the director, Comey, is under fire for whether or not it's legal what's going on with the FBI. So who better to join us on that note than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob.
Hey, it's actually Justin calling in for Bob tonight.
Oh,
how are you
Justin.
Doing?
Justin, I'm sorry. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Can you talk like Bob?
Bob has a very particular kind of accent. I don't want to insult him just in case he's listening to this by doing my Bob Ney impression. But, Bob does have much better stories than I do about the legal system. So I'll let him save those for the night that he calls in.
All right, what's going on in Washington as far as Comey is concerned, the FBI director, and whether or not this is all legal that's going on? Because that's what the Democrats are saying.
They certainly are. We have Harry Reid, the Senate Minority Leader, accusing Comey of basically violating the Hatch Act. This is a law that says that career federal employees are not allowed to engage in partisan activity in terms of electioneering. And he's saying that by declining to disclose information about Donald Trump and explosive ties to the Russians, as Harry Reid put it, he is therefore tilting the scale away from Hillary Clinton for Donald Trump and is therefore engaging in electioneering and breaking the law. Now, this is not very surprising coming from Harry Reid. Reid is somebody who is a bit of a bare-knuckle boxer. In the Senate, he's somebody who usually hits below the belt and is, more than willing to make some pretty aggressive arguments. But it's something that's kind of catching on with a lot of other Democrats. We've, seen a lot of just growing scrutiny over Comey's actions. We've seen some calls for Comey to resign coming from representatives like Steve Cohen from Tennessee. And just this overall unease, something that's being echoed with the Clinton campaign as well, as they are basically going on the offensive and accusing Comey of using innuendo and, basically concealing some pretty key facts from the American people.
Yeah, and I think this is going to just keep on going, this storyline, all the way through the election. In the meantime, early voting is up. Over 24 million, maybe even up to 28, they say, have cast ballots already. Who does that bode well for, Republicans or Democrats, or do we know?
I think right now it's probably a little too early to say who exactly it's going to benefit, but historically this has been a boon for Democrats, and I think the data right now reflects that as well. I'm not sure if I have the exact figures in terms of the partisan makeup of this, but there basically is a reason why we typically try to see Republicans trying to limit early voting, as we have a number of times in the past. Of course, early voting works if you, are an American who is in a position where you don't necessarily have the ability to, take off a couple of times, a couple of hours on a Tuesday, so you can go out to the polls early and whatnot. So I would imagine that that's probably going to be reflected in the results that we're going to be seeing on that front. But either way, it's pretty interesting. D.C. has it's been early voting for a while now. It has a very politically engaged population, and the turnout here has been pretty impressive. I've had a couple of friends who've left work pretty early to go up and wait in line, and have you know, either taking an extra long lunch break using voting as an excuse, or it's really just kind of a testimony for, you know, how much of a process it's become. So pretty interesting over here in the Beltway for that one.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Nikki Haley is the latest Republican to chime in on Trump this close to the election. She said, every day I hold my breath wondering what he's going to say. And she took a lot of heat for criticizing Trump earlier in the year, but the South Carolina governor did a radio interview where she said that she is voting for Trump out of concern, but she disagrees with his rhetoric, and she doesn't like wondering what's going to happen next, what's going to come out of his mouth. She got a lot of blowback from other Republicans for saying at a news conference last week that a vote for Trump was not an easy vote. And she did say, I don't expect everyone to agree with me. What I can tell you is I've always said that I would support the Republican nominee, and that's not a big secret. But I have not always agreed with the way Donald Trump has communicated with the public in a time when the Republican Party is more diverse than it's ever been and is continuing to grow its tent, is continuing to pull people together and showing that through all the Republican governors and their successors, to see someone that communicates anything that would divide us is not something we want. Listen, I give Nikki Haley credit for that because she's saying she's voting for Trump. And on this show, how often do I say, listen, just give us truth. Give us authenticity and say how you really feel. Because I do feel like lots of people don't like Trump. They think he's crass and don't like the way he handles himself personally. So she's being honest. She's saying she said she would support the Republican nominee, voting for Trump, all of that. So she's not taking that back. She's just saying she doesn't like the way he communicates. And I say all's fair when you've got a governor on a radio station and you're talking to her on a radio show and she's being honest. So good for her. Now, Paul Ryan, who's taking a lot of criticism for not doing more to help elect Trump, said, I already voted for our nominee. So he's saying the same thing. He's not into jumping on the bandwagon, but he's saying he followed through on the pledge to vote for the nominee. He cast his vote in Janesville, Wisconsin. That's where he's from. And he said, or that's where they live. And he said that's what he was going to do, and he did do it. So there again, I think whether they agree with him or not, they both said that they would vote for Trump, and in the end, they both are confirming that they voted for Trump for the Republican nominee. And Ryan did say, Paul Ryan did say he would welcome Trump over what he suggested would be a scandal-ridden Hillary Clinton presidency. He said, this is what life with the Clintons looks like, talking about the revelation that the FBI that we've already talked about is reviewing new emails associated with Huma Abedin, that there's always a scandal, one after another. There's always an investigation. Hey, quick reminder, if you're with us live and not listening to me at some other time, in our next hour, last segment, Nail the Score. Randomly, we pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. Call up, tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score would be, and you will be a Nail the Score winner. Hang with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Republican friends, family members who don't act or think the way Trump does. But the problem is that things have become so polarized that people start talking themselves into saying, well, maybe it's not so bad. But it is. It really is. It really is.
All right, so Obama on the record about Donald Trump, because he's out there like his wife, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, they're doing what they can to help Hillary Clinton get elected. Hillary Clinton in a position now where it's gotten oh so close in these polls. And as much as we've talked about polls and what they can mean or what they can't mean, people are spooked. And there's no question about that. And we're seeing record numbers. We just talked about that with Justin Duckham out of D.C. As he said in D.C., people are politically active. They're active about voting and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, there were huge lines for early voting, too. So not a surprise that there were huge lines. But what does it tell us? It tells us, I think, that it is going to come down to the wire. I really do. I know some people think that is going to be a blowout for Trump, or they think it's going to be a blowout for Hillary Clinton. And if I were running the party, that would be a disservice. I wouldn't tell anybody that, because you want to make sure that you want to make sure that people are voting, frankly. So the polls pretty much tell us that we're looking at something very, very close. And I think that the Democrats are very anxious over this, because this is no give me, no layup, no definite. It's not. And I think any Democrat who thinks that, if you're listening to me, and you know, I always say this, if you're left to left, right of right, or somewhere in between, I don't care. It's just about having the opinions. And always having the moxie to go and vote, whatever it takes. So this is the deal. I mean, I know this. I have friends in both parties and know people in the, I'll call them upper echelons of both parties, who have told me this a similar thing. So an ABC News Washington Post tracking poll really kind of tilted the Dems on Tuesday when they found out that Trump was leading Hillary Clinton by a single percentage point among likely voters. The poll also found that strong enthusiasm for Clinton had eroded by 7 points. This email thing, even though some people have been asked about it, say that they don't care, I don't think that's true. And I just didn't, because it just piles on, it just adds to it. So the FBI news definitely has helped the Republican nominee. Absolutely. I mean, I think the Republicans, some of them were acting as though they were just resigned to a Trump defeat that might even cost them the Senate majority. But now, I don't think so. Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin could pull the Clinton train down. An NBC SurveyMonkey poll released this week showed Clinton leading Trump by 6 points. But that result was a 1-point improvement for the Democrat over a poll that had been organized 6 days before that. So what does it suggest? With that many people voting, 27 million is what we believe. There's a professor at the University of Florida who's an expert in early voting, and that's the number that he's tabulated. So in any case, that is a very big number. Who's going to be in the White House when we meet next week? What are we going to be talking about with results? Are we going to actually be able to announce a winner when we go on the air? Can you believe it? We're talking about in 1 week, or will it be too close to call? Even if you think it's going to be a blowout, will it be too close to call? You know I'm in the prediction game. So you can always throw in yours at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you didn't early vote, however long the lines are, I hope you're making plans to vote on Election Day. I personally like to vote on Election Day unless there was something that just I couldn't get around, and then I would have voted early. And I know for sure in my neighborhood it's just been jammed and there's just going to be lots and lots of lines, but I love to see lots and lots of lines because, as you know, if you've listened to me any length of time, and maybe you haven't, but I say it's about the numbers and I want to see people go and vote. Then if you're not happy, you can always call this show and complain. I can tell you this, my friends and family in Chicago, I have a favorite cousin that lives in Chicago. My favorite aunt lived in Chicago for most of her life. She just moved to Florida a few years ago, and I spent a lot of time in that city and went to many, many Cub games, had some great memories of the Cubs because of, you know, with family and going there and whatnot. The Cubs forced a game 7 behind a 22-year-old kid, Addison Russell, who was just simply amazing. So we've got a game 7 between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. In sports, I'm telling you, there is nothing like a game 7. I mean, nothing like it. So exciting. So the shortstop ties an all-time World Series record with 6 RBI in the game. All of them happened in the first 3 innings of the game. Anthony Rizzo tacked on 2 more with a home run in the 9th inning. The Cubs win it 9-3. So people are talking about the closer, Aroldis Chapman, and Joe Maddon, the manager of the Cubs, going to him in the 7th inning for the 2nd straight game. He lasted an inning in a 3rd, 20 pitches, and then he was taken out. And the reason they're talking about that is because of the stellar pitching that comes the way next from the Cleveland Indians, and will they have to use Chapman again? I think it's cool. I think it's cool that it goes to a Game 7. I think it's cool that people are jacked up on politics because at least people are paying attention. What do we know about the issues? We know this. Without a doubt, I'd be shocked, and I would invite anybody to call the number that I gave out, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, to tell me they are so happy with their health care. I've really tracked this health care thing maybe more than anything else. We went to Washington year after year after year after year, and I was told the same thing by many, many Democrats and many other people who were involved in helping the health care bill, Affordable Care Act, get through. And I know years before, when it was getting closer, and, oh, could this possibly happen, I had conversations that went like this. Well, we have such a logjam when it comes to health, and nobody can agree on anything. If we can just get it through, then if we get it through, we can fix it. Well, what happened to all the fixing? It's only robbed us and made our pockets so skinny that people are scared to death to go to the doctors in some cases, which is not a good thing at all. And that's the anti what should be happening with your health. It should be the opposite. You should be, you know, breakneck speed to get to the doctor if you need to get to the doctor. Whoever comes in, let's see what happens. That's what Trump is saying. He'll just get rid of it. He'll figure out a way to blast Obamacare. That's it. Because of the premiums, because of the fact that people can't afford to pay for it. I've said this before, the pre-existing conditions, well, that's a good thing. But so much of the rest of it is just frankly not, and especially the people in the middle. The people in the middle are the ones who are worse off. If you have ton of money, you might not be happy, but you can easily afford those premiums, even with a decent-sized family. If you're in the middle, oh, you're weighing. What is it you're going to do, and how are you going to pay for it? By the way, Trump on Tuesday said he would call a special session of Congress to repeal Obamacare if he wins the White House. If he's elected, Trump said Republicans will be able to immediately repeal and replace Obamacare. He said it's one of the most important reasons why we must win on November 8th. He said it during a speech in Pennsylvania, which, of course, is a massively crucial battleground state. Coming up, some more odds and ends mixed in with what else? The politics of the day, 1 week away from electing a new president of the United States, we are.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand, child. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me see.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We've talked about some of the big things rolling across the land. The word that the Cubs force a game 7 with the Cleveland Indians. And the fact that, of course, we are 1 week away, more importantly, from electing a president, the next president of the United States. And who will that president be? Is it a lifelong dream realized for Hillary Clinton, or is it Donald Trump, who has battled last-minute accusations, tapes that have been released, an onslaught of Republicans who have abandoned ship, and people who are backing him up and people who are not backing him up. I mean, here's the thing. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have one thing in common. I mean, only one, maybe two. They both live in New York. But the biggest thing they have in common is the fact that they're very polarizing. I mean, people either love or hate Trump. People either love or hate Hillary. There's no wishy-washy. There's no, yeah, they're okay. Not really. It's going to be interesting. Election day. I can't tell you how psyched I am. I'm psyched that we are through, and what a word to use, because it's been like a series of rubber-necking incidents on these days where they battle each other in the presidential debates. So let's see what happens now. Let's see what it comes down to. I'll tell you one thing. Wall Street is shaking and quaking because the market has been down, down, down. And we see it every day. We're seeing stocks slide. The S&P posting yet another day of losses, six straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 105 points. The S&P 500 index fell 0.7%. NASDAQ 0.7%. And part of this is this election cycle. Now that everything's tightened, especially then with the FBI opening an investigation into Clinton's private email server. So the narrow race has thrown in a chaotic wrench in Wall Street because uncertainty. And uncertainty is the thing that rocks the market. I mean, anything negative, of course. But if we were to look specifically at stocks, pharmaceuticals are down. Some of the pharmaceuticals are down, like Pfizer, 2.1%. Their third quarter profits just trashed, 38% down, despite the fact that they actually had higher sales. So Wall Street wasn't expecting that. See, it's all about predictions there. So the predictions in the chain were off. I mean, we're way, way off. And by the way, did you know that Christmas is already here? It is. At least as far as advertisers are concerned, Amazon's Black Friday deals started. They started already. If you've watched any tube for any length of time, not even that long, you've already seen holiday commercials. So November means holiday shopping. Amazon is getting a head start. Their deals started on November 1st. Wow. You have until December 22nd, by the way. So they talked about, you know, you can obviously order on your app if you have a mobile app. You can order if you have Amazon Prime, and it pretty much gets to you in a day or two at the most. They've got Package X-Ray. That starts November 15th, so iPhone users can use it to peek inside the box without opening it and risking ruining the surprise. You scan the barcode from the app to look inside. That is crazy. I'm telling you, Jeff Bezos, they think of everything. So you can scan and look inside a box. Just make sure the kids don't know. Somebody's sending them presents. There are all kinds of things, too. They're like, I was looking at this, they the Prime thing that they have gives you free two-day shipping. But if you're a Prime member, you get another 20% off any pre-order or new release video game or any of that kind of stuff. And they've got just all kinds of deals. The Echo, the whole thing, the Echo speaker deal, that's on sale, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Amazon is just ruling everything. Last month, they announced that they had to hire people, right? 120,000 temporary workers because the demand is up 20% from what they brought in last time. The average American consumer, so are you listening, average American consumer, the National Retail Federation, the NRF says the national average is $935.58 during the holiday season is what we spent. 56.5% of shopping done online. So now more of your shopping is done online than ever before. Forget the hassles of a store because most people are going online because they can get it faster. They know it's going to get there. They don't have to mess with it. They can slap on a gift card or whatever. And you see it. I see Amazon packages all over the place now. It's not an anomaly or, yeah, the guy down the street orders everything from Amazon. Nope. It's the norm. That it's the norm to see those packages everywhere. Makes sense, right? Of course it makes sense. It makes sense because of how quickly you get it. I mean, who's beating that out? Who can say they can beat that out? And the answer is nobody. I mean, they were even talking about drones and packages, but I don't see how the drone... I don't see how the drone, you program the drone and how much could it possibly carry, and that seems ridiculous, and I think it is fun to talk about it, but I don't know that we're going to see that anytime seriously soon. Well, they've even talked about delivering pizza that way. Hey, your drone's on the way. Just make sure that you catch it and send it back our way when it comes over to your house. But they're delivering right now Christmas gifts. Wow. Wow. Do you really want to think about that? Oh. All right. In the meantime, too, I want to throw this out. You know, we talk about regulation, and on this show, I'm not about red tape. I think part of the problem for small businesses, and I'm a fan of people creating what they imagine, and the entrepreneurial capitalistic spirit is what really built the United States. And especially now, there is more of a chance in a way than ever for the little guy to get ahead if they don't kill us first with what's happening with Obamacare. But so to me, regulations and trying to regulate people's weight and health and all of that is ridiculous. And I just happened to see a story out of the LA Times where they were talking about weight counseling at 6 years old. So that to fight obesity, because it's such a bad problem, that the draft guidelines from the Preventative Services Task Force is pushing pediatricians and others to check the body mass index of children and adolescents to identify patients who would benefit from weight counseling programs. You know, in theory, you'd say, well, hey, if it's great information and maybe it helps somebody. But with all of the diseases from bulimia, anorexia, self-consciousness, bullying, we keep hearing about all of that. I don't know. You know, can you imagine, hey, the doctor wants to talk to you about obesity training. I don't know. And maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe there's another way to shake it upside down and say, oh, that's positive, because maybe somebody will develop at a young, young age healthy habits so they don't get in that situation in the first, you know, in the first place. But I say it also could expose and harm somebody because they are just trying to exist and they don't want to be called out, pointed out, pulled aside, and told that that's what they need to do. I lean right now, I definitely lean in that direction. I think there's a danger. I understand the theory behind it. But there's a danger in doing that. And the danger is affecting the psyche of someone so young, just trying to fit in, figure it out at such a young age, at six. I can't imagine six. So I was in between kindergarten, right, and first grade, and I can't imagine those discussions and me trying to process them. Especially if you have a grandmother who, yes, we eat some great healthy foods, vegetables, whatever. But we also, she gave us chocolate donuts in the morning with milk. I'm just saying, you know. All right, coming up next, if you want to fling in a phone call, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're hitting the mailbag. We'll be right back.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Yes, mail is here, and lots of it. Thank you so much, as so many of you listen to this show during the day. I appreciate you telling me that, sending me emails, telling me you listen, you download, and I can see those numbers, so that's just terrific. If you can't stay up at night or your shift has changed or whatever it might be, and of course America Tonight is on all over the place at different times as well. So welcome. If you're listening to me in whichever way you absorb this show, let's turn to the mailbag. This one is from Russ. The World Series, Kate Delaney, has been a fascinating thing to watch. I am loving this baseball. I like all sports, and I like the politics of the day, frankly, the dogfight that my man Trump is in. But I think he wins. That aside, I'm not really sure who wins between the Indians and the Cubs. I'm not necessarily a fan of either team. I'm a fan of baseball, and I am watching this. How about you? Of course I'm watching it. I'm watching all of it. Besides the elections and phone calls and checking out what's happening, yes, I'm watching this October surprise. The Indians-Cub World Series has actually given Fox its best start since 2004. The Sunday night game drew 23.6 million viewers. That certainly bested Sunday night football, which was equally as thrilling. I think people were flipping back and forth by more than 5 million. I mean, so how about that? I really believe that it's the whole underdog thing, all of that, that's, and plus some people, just the love of baseball, it's drawn them in. Without a doubt. You know, it shows you, too, because if you look and you put the World Series against something else, how about this? CBS's Man with a Plan opened Monday with a 7.4 million same-day viewers, right behind Kevin Can Wait, which was 7.9 after the Big Bang Theory. So the cooling off is because this is dramatic. I think because this is so dramatic and people are just glued to it. I think people are just glued to seeing what happens in the World Series. And I am right there with you. Okay, so this one is from Newt. Newt. He's emailed us before. Newt says, "Hi, Kate. I early voted. I wanted you to know. I like that you harp on people about voting. I agree with you. We can be frustrated with the process, but damn, we live in the best country in the world. Even when I'm frustrated with the politicians and the nonsense and some other horrific thing that's happened that I just shake my head and don't understand, you are absolutely 100% right. And I do think, based on conversations I had with people in line around me, that this is going to be a very close election. That anybody who listens to your show who's a Democrat or a Republican shouldn't think that their side has bagged it, because they haven't. That's not the feeling that I got from anybody that I talked to. And I mentioned the lines were pretty long." Yeah, you know, they say even, thanks for that, Newt, they say that Google searches for early voting had an all-time high because people are trying to figure out where they can go and vote. So that was trending up there, you know, how they can tell what people are searching for. That was huge. Over the last 24 hours, the five counties looking for early voting are all in Texas. And other serious searches include Maryland, Georgia, North Carolina, Washington, D.C. So there, with that many people voting, it's the turnout's twice as high as it was at this point in 2012. I'm going to say bravo. Because people are out there. People are making it happen. Early voting is a good thing. Because at least you're voting, and that's the whole purpose of, I think, the democratic process and wanting to be a part of it. Wanting to feel like you were out there weighing in. You know, that's the thing. If you have to remember, we have representatives. Why? Because they represent us. That's why you should always pay attention locally to what's happening and who's representing you, because that's the deal. We are guaranteed equal representation in a sense, right? So how do we know if we have that unless we're paying attention to who the people are representing us, what they're voting on, how they're voting? All of that is really super important. Otherwise, we could all just go to Washington ourselves, but that would be an impossibility. That started the whole thought of how do we get the representation, and then you saw what's happened over the years. By the way, as a quick aside, got this note from Barry, kind of apropos, if you wait till you hear what Barry said. "Kate, I am privileged to know a couple of people who work in the White House, and they've told me the White House has already started moving the president's things or records and whatnot to Chicago. Is that true?" They, yes, they have these records and stuff. So they've got a military cargo plane with a police-escorted tractor trailers, and they do that process of getting out his memos, his letters, his schedules, his emails to the National Archives, which under federal law takes ownership of the documents when he leaves office, right? So, like the people before him, Obama is leaving office with the story of his presidency boxed and ready for historical books. unless they're top secret or unsuitable for public consumption. What's really cool is I was reading a story about this, and I went back to, you know, we just had Tales of American Political History the other day, but George Washington had his diaries and letters that were pulled out in wagons to Mount Vernon where he could look at them in the privacy of his study. The National Archives actually got involved after Franklin Delano Roosevelt's presidency, managing the chief executive's papers at his library in Hyde Park, New York. And then, of course, there was the Presidential Records Act in 1978 that declared all presidential and vice presidential records property of the federal government with custody, control, and preservation. So can you imagine the amount of records? Hundreds of millions of records have to be transferred from the White House to the archives before the president finishes his term. And then they take it and it goes into temporary storage at a secure warehouse in the physical stuff in Chicago before eventually being moved into the presidential library. Library. Wow. And they say the handover, you know how many trucks it takes? 18 trucks to haul all of it off. Wow. I mean, that is a wow. 18 trucks. All right, this one from Susie. Hey, Kate. I know that you're busy, busy with sports, busy with politics, busy with the business of doing what you do. But I was wondering how you are celebrating the holidays. If you could tell us, will you go away? Will you see family? What will you do? Yes. We will go to Florida, I'm sure of it, I bet. And we'll spend a week or so there. And thank you for asking that. But it's I'm as excited as I am, I do not like seeing all of these Christmas commercials, holiday commercials. Oh, it's so in our face, isn't it? And, of course, the commercialization of Christmas. Oh, especially Christmas, but I even saw some Thanksgiving Day celebrations on the tube, too. All right, this one from Nancy, who says, Kate, it sounds like Trump has a different idea of how you fight in Mosul. Do you know what his plan is? I can't imagine the Pentagon would agree. Remember he said he knew as much as the generals. We talked about the generals and knowledge. The Pentagon said that the campaign to reclaim Mosul was proceeding as planned, and that so far anti-ISIS forces in Iraq are succeeding in their tiny fight against the terror group. Woohoo! Always good to hear the word succeeding. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.